to fear the moon. To feed her as she must be fed, and never to look upon her feeding. Aye, mother. Aye, happens as you write. I feel it too. Under the peak, in his cave, in his well. Harry Mooney. He's stirring, calling out to be released. I'll go to church tomorrow. Aye, Mother, you're right. Prayer won't be enough, but it'll be a start.
The Lord came to me in a dream. He told me of a battle I must wage far across the ocean. A demon dwells beneath the black moors of northern England, its foul influence holding the people of a village, Moonwell, in its thrall. We must travel there, you and I, my soldiers of God, and drive out the beast. Reclaim that land in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our only weapons will be faith and prayer and the righteous light of God. But beware, my soldiers, for the demon, coiled in its lair, senses our approach, relishes the fight to come. It has many of the villagers under its influence, and it has reached out too beyond the valley to the vulnerable, the weak-minded, the immoral, and drawn them to its aid. These people, villagers and incomers alike, are innocents to be pitied. We shall do our utmost to win them over with kindness and love and the good word of Jesus Christ. But never forget, these people are agents of the demon. And if they cannot be saved, they must die.
Yes, Alori. Come on, stop. Please, stop. Thank you, you wanker. Ugh, Diana, what the fuck are you doing out here?
Oh, this blessed rain.
It's your wipers, Howard. There's barely any rubber left on them. Oh, goodness! Up ahead! Is that a hitchhiker?
Crikey. Poor thing will be soaked to the skin.
She looks Chinese. What's a Chinese person doing all the way out here?
She's probably hiking, same as the rest of the tourists we get. Really, Ruth, sometimes.
Hello, young lady. Oh. Do you speak English?
Yes, I speak English. I'm from London, where I was born.
There's no need to be rude.
Sorry, I'm just I'm freezing.
For crying out loud, Mrs. Scragg, would you let the poor girl into the damn car? You'll have to squeeze in. Back seat's mostly taken, I'm afraid.
A lot of flowers.
Flowers, indeed. Put your rucksack in the boot.
I'll turn this off. Thank you so much. Mrs. Scragg, is it?
Yes. And your name?
Diana. Diana Chung.
Diana Chung. This is Father O'Connell.
Hello.
Oh. Dog collar, you're a vicar?
Well spotted, but no. Priest, actually. It's not as unusual as you might think up on the peak. Fair few Catholic communities still going strong.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thought at first you were married.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, goodness me, no. Mrs. Scragg and I were on church business. A conference, actually, over in Derby.
Okay.
I'm a lay preacher in the church, as well as headmistress at the local primary.
These flowers certainly give off a very strong scent. I think I... might be a bit allergic.
So, Miss Chung, hitchhiking up on the peak? You're lucky not to get hypothermia.
I had no idea it would be so cold. It's the middle of May.
Summer comes a little late up here.
If at all.
Amazing landscape, though. But a lot more rugged than I was expecting.
Oh, well, that's because you've crossed into the northern half of the peak. The south... green valleys, meadows, limestone, you see. Soft rock, called the White Peak, but up here, the geology changes. Gritstone, hard rock, heather, bogs, cold. Not much in the way of sun. The Dark Peak.
Harder to live up here. Makes for a better class of person, if you ask me.
I expect you're right.
You were raised Catholic then, Diane. The look on your face, you can always spot it.
Raised, yes.
Oh, really? Sorry, but you don't usually think of Chinese people, I mean, being Christian.
There's quite a few, I think.
Mrs. Scragg, really?
Well, I've never really given it much thought.
Mrs. Scragg, your headmistress, did you say? I was a teacher. Primary school.
But no longer?
No. Taught overseas a lot here and there.
Where is it you're headed, by the way? Because we're only going as far as the next valley.
Moonwell?
That's right.
Must be fate. That's where I'm going. Well, to be precise, RAF Snowfield Moor.
Snowfield Moor?
And why is that?
To join the peace camp. Frozen. Ow! Blood coming back into my fingers. Youch.
Hot aches. That's what it's called, that pain. The blood returning.
I did not know that. Well, good to be able to name it.
Did you say peace camp?
Yeah, the one at Snowfield Moor, protesting the cruise missiles.
My dear, there is no peace camp.
Here we are, Snowfield Moor. A pretty desolate spot. Completely exposed to the elements, hence the name, I suppose. Snowfall here is the last to melt.
God.
So there. You see, that's the perimeter fence of the base.
They only sighted the missiles up here a month ago, so... no protesters, no camp.
But... I saw it on television. Maybe...
Perhaps you saw Greenham Common or one of the others. Mixed them up on the news.
No. No, it was here. I saw it. Tents all along there, following the fence. Campfires, people singing. I saw it, and I had to come here.
Like you were compelled by God.
Oh, totally. Thanks a million, God. But no, not God. I'm not religious.
Don't be ridiculous.
Excuse me?
Everyone is religious, whether they're willing to accept that fact or not. It separates us from the animals. It's what makes us human.
Okay, right. Well, thanks for the lift.
Where are you going?
To get my tent. Father, am I okay to take these?
A few flowers, of course, but that rucksack's almost as big as you.
It's been all over the world with me, this baby.
You're obviously stronger than you look.
Uh-huh.
Now where's she going? Young lady, what are you doing?
The flowers.
She's tying the flowers to the fence.
Why on earth is she doing that?
You have to ask, Mrs. Scragg. She's warding off evil. Makes a statement, that, your flowers.
I'm sorry, but I don't see what you hope to achieve.
Just making a stand. All I can do. And there'll be others soon enough. Come to add their own flowers.
Oh, I do hope not. No offence.
Is that a bird?
A curlew. Don't suppose you get them in London.
Sounds lonely. That is some view, though. The moors. That sky. Bleak as hell. But beautiful. The Dark Peak, eh?
That's right.
Moon's out already. Day moon. Always like that as a kid. It looks so big. Don't give it a second thought in London, but here, there it is. So close. Grinning down.
Grinning down? A strange way to describe the moon.
Is it?
Father O'Connell, can we please go now?
Oh, Miss Chung. Diana, please. You can't camp up here by yourself. Let us take you down into the village, buy you a meal at the pub. They do a lovely steak and ale pie.
I'm vegan.
Of course you are. Father, you tried, but there's no helping some people.
At least, let us help you with your tent.
I don't know the first thing about
tents. I'll be quick at doing it by myself. Honestly, it's fine. Go. I am staying. Because somewhere on the other side of that fence, there are 40 missiles, each with a payload 10 times as powerful as the bomb they dropped on Hiroshima. And, Mrs. Scragg, it wasn't the animals who built them. It was us. No. What? No. What? Jesus Christ! His arm! He hacked off his own arm!
Yes.
What?
He was a brave
man. Who's there? Hello? Is someone there?
I'm out here. It's cold. Can you let me in? Jonathan. My name's Jonathan.
Hello? Hello? Bloody bird. Dream. Bad dream. That's all. What the hell?
Good morning.
Oh, God.
Are you all right, dear?
Yes. You gave me a fright. I was miles away. Thought I heard my radio. There's something wrong with my radio.
Oh, reception round here has always been patchy. And it's got worse, I reckon, since that missile base came here. All sorts of technical gubbins in there, I expect. To stop the Russians listening in. Boys and their toys.
Yeah.
Lovely and sunny today.
Thank God.
It won't last.
Oh?
Bad night's sleep. It can get awfully cold up here.
It was all snug as the proverbial bug, actually. But no, I didn't sleep well. Hi. I'm Diana Chung.
Pleased to meet you, Diana. Bahija Qureshi. I have a bookshop in the village.
Okay.
It's just in the pub last night. Father O'Connell said you were up here. And why? I wanted to welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
Because no one else from the village will. What you're doing, it gladdens my heart to see the younger generation, you know, protesting. I did my bit back in the mists of time. CND, banned the bomb, Vietnam, women's rights. Even burnt my bra once. I forget why exactly. Great days. All a blur. Too much acid.
Right. I like your wicker basket. Very Red Riding Hood.
Oh, I suppose it is. Though, I'm more like her grandma. Not that I am a grandma. Well, quite. Yet. I brought you a breakfast sarnie. Fried egg, no bacon. Father O'Connell said you don't eat meat.
Or eggs. Sorry, I'm a vegan.
Gosh.
Off for a picnic.
What, dear? Oh, no. Delivering to Nathaniel. Old man who lives in an old farmhouse by himself up here. Deaf as a post, bless him. So I keep him stocked up on grub. Maybe you'd like to walk along the ridge with me. It's only 30, 40 minutes. And the view of the valley on a day like today, when we've actually got some sun, is lovely. So, walk? Yes?
Oh, go on then. You'll have to wait while I lace my boots up.
Nathaniel's family farmed sheep here for centuries, but he never took to it. Became a writer. Local history. He's over 100 years old, they say. Knows all there is to know about Moonwell.
Don't mind me saying, but your accent. You're a southerner, I mean, like me.
From Brighton, originally.
Oh yeah, cool town. Londoner myself, Chalk Farm.
Chalk Farm. Went there once, I think. I saw Pink Floyd, 1966, or thereabouts. But Brighton. Lived there all my life. Met Nasreen's dad there, the asshole. He walked out when she was 8. Was just me and Nasreen for years. She went off the rails then. She found God, Catholicism. Met Toby Eddings at some youth jamboree or whatever it is they have. He's a bloody idiot. But she fell in love. Tied the knot, moved up here. And I followed. This bloody village. I sometimes wish. Oh, but Toby's not so bad, really. Though he's very dull. All he does is work. He owns a caravan park and campsite on the other side of the valley. He makes my Nasreen happy, though. He put flowers on the fence, they said.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Just, it seemed appropriate. To the mark my arrival. Bit of the 60s in me, too. Flower power. Corny, I know.
Not at all. Powerful statement.
That's what Father O'Connell said.
He takes flowers very seriously. They all do around here.
In what way seriously?
If you're still here on Midsummer's Eve, you'll see.
Oh man, the roof.
I know. He refuses to have it repaired. I dread to think what state it must be inside. He won't let anyone in. Nathaniel! Yoo-hoo! It's Bahija Qureshi. I brought some grub.
Children?
Oh, yes. School outing. Mrs. Scragg with... my Nasreen. She shouldn't be stomping about up here. She's 7 months pregnant.
Ah, not quite a grandma. I see.
40 bloody nine, and about to become a grandma. What's she playing at coming up here in her condition? Nathaniel! Is that Mrs. Scragg? Nasreen's too scared of her to say no.
Mrs. Scragg did not like me.
She doesn't like anyone, old battle-axe. They'll be going up to the well. I don't think Nathaniel's in. I'll leave him the basket.
Keep to the path.
and in single file, Andrew Bevan. Stop dawdling, you idiot boy. Mrs. Eddings, do you think you could give him a helpful kick up the bottom?
Bloody hell.
Worst thing is, Andrew's mentally handicapped. Down syndrome.
That's not on. Is that him right at the back, in the parka? He looks a lot taller than the others.
He's 16 years old.
And why is he still at primary school?
Search me. I look after him a lot. So does Mrs. Scragg, to be fair. And Father O'Connell. Andrew's mum, you see, ran off with another fella years ago. And his dad, well...
Oh! Good morning, Bahija. Diana.
Oh, hi, Mum. Calling on Nathaniel.
Yes, he's not in. Nature Day for the kids.
Yes. Oh.
This is Diana.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Here's Andrew, superstar.
Morning, Miss Kiveshi.
Morning, Andrew. And you can call me Bahija, surely.
So it be Edia. And you're Diane. You're the hippie.
Andrew.
You're camping by the base because you don't like the nuclear bombs. My dad works at the base. If you get your way, you won't have a job. He said you're a hippie.
That's right. I'm the hippie.
I don't like the bombs either.
Come along, children. Pick up the pace. Sooner we get up there, the sooner we can have our packed lunches. Mrs. Eddings!
Coming! Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have come up here.
No, you shouldn't.
Mum, stop fussing, please.
Mrs. Eddings!
Got to go.
You're going up to the well?
Yeah. Kids love it up there.
And Andrew Bevan, your last warning. Pick up the pace or you get no lunch.
Right, Andrew. Don't want to miss lunch, do we?
No. Pleased to meet you. Sorry, Miss Gregg. Sorry.
Thank God he loves his food. Makes it easy to keep him well behaved. Right, onwards.
I know. Poor Andrew.
What's the well?
Shame Nathaniel's not here. He's written academic papers on it. Decades back. A book, even. You see, up on the ridge, where the path leads, against the sky, that outcrop of dark rock.
Yeah.
If you were to go up there, you'd see there's an overhang, and underneath it, you might think it's shadow, but it isn't. It's a cave entrance. I say cave, but it's more of a drop, straight down. 300 feet, I've heard the locals say.
Oof.
That's the well. Want to get a closer look?
Now, what have we said? No running about.
Timothy Oakwood, you sit yourself down. Now.
We shouldn't get any closer.
Whoa, that is a drop.
Like I said, straight down.
Oh, don't.
It's what gives the village its name. Because this is the well where they trapped the man in the moon.
I see.
Harry Mooney, they call him. And on Midsummer's Eve, they have the dressing of the well. The children all put on floral costumes they've made and lead a procession up to the cave. Whole village following. Half of them, after spending the night down the pub getting paralytic. Honestly, the state of some of them. And the children lay flowers about the mouth of the cave. Offerings.
Offerings?
So he'll stay down there. Harry Mooney. In the well.
Can you hear that? Can you hear... children?
Well, of course I can.
And babies?
Diana, are you all right?
Yeah, I...
In nomine Romae, a tenebras te condemno!
What's that, Diana? She's coming round.
Well, thank goodness for that. All right, children, finish your lunch. We'll be heading back to school soon.
Are you sure you're all right?
Did I faint?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh, God.
You screamed really loud, like you were terrified. Quite upset a couple of the children.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Eddings, could you help Andrew get the cap off his bottle of Coke, please?
Of course, Mrs. Scragg. Sorry. Now, Andrew, give it here.
What happened? Diana?
Nothing, I don't think. What I get for skipping breakfast, I guess.
Then I say we head down into the village. Grab lunch at the pub. Yes?
Okay, then. Sounds good. Dressing the well. Sounds a touch pagan.
Shh! Of course it is. But don't let anyone hear you say that. As far as they're concerned, there's no better Christians anywhere than here.
Hello, Eddings Caravan and Campsite.
Toby Eddings speaking.
Hello, Mr. Causebrook. How are you?
Oh. Well, of course, if you and your scout troop need to change plans, then... No, you're quite right. Our terms and conditions mean you'll get a full refund on your deposit. I'll process that right away. Thanks for letting us know. Bye!
Great. Just great. What am I supposed to do now? Jesus! Oh. How? What the hell? Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Come in.
Hi, Letty Ingham. This is your place?
It is. Toby Eddings, pleased to meet you.
And you, Mr. Eddings. Letty Ingham. How many trailers have you got free? Caravans, I mean. That's what you call them, right?
Statics, yeah. We've got 22 free right now, as in all of them. Double bed and two singles in each.
You don't have any other customers?
Not right now.
Perfect. We'll take the lot.
The lot?
Is that okay?
Yes, of course. How many of you are there?
64 souls, here on a mission for Christ.
What now?
We'd like to pay up front. For 6 months.
For...
You know, smoking is an ungodly habit.
Yeah, that's what my wife always says. You're all from the States?
Yeah.
You're the leader, are you?
Oh, no, no. You'll meet him soon enough. He's on foot.
Walking? From where?
From Gatwick Airport.
That's crackers.
Mr. Eddings, are you religious?
We are. Actually, my wife and I attend church most nights, as do most people around here. This is a very Christian village.
That's not what we've been told. But not to worry, we're here now. Praise Jesus. So, Mr. Eddings, if you can tell me what we owe you, I have £1,000 in cash, and I'll write you a check for the rest.
Great. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
The village green.
Beautiful.
Phone box. Village shop over there, if you need anything. Groceries, booze, fags. Post office.
I'm good for now. Cheers. No war memorial.
Well spotted. No. Twice blessed, they call it. Places that lost no one in either world war. Locals, of course, put it down to God. Though why he'd take a special interest in this place,
God only knows.
Exactly.
Whoa, that is one steep hill.
Good exercise walking up to the church.
Oh, I can imagine.
And the pub's at the top too, opposite the church, so I get to roll home afterwards. That's my place, you see? On the corner, overlooking the green. I live over my shop.
Bahija's Books. Cool.
Not that I sell many books. Mostly OS maps and guidebooks to the hikers.
Not open today. Friday?
Usually. It should be. But this morning, I didn't feel in the mood.
Oh, my God. That was... Oh, bloody hell. Oh, my calves.
Oh, you'll get used to it. So, there's the church, 13th century. Even its stained glass windows survived Henry VIII. Never been anything but fiercely Catholic, Moonwell. Father O'Connell lives in the priory opposite, you see. And this is the pub.
Huh?
What is it?
Unusual name the pub's got. The One-Armed Soldier.
Well, Moonwell's an unusual place.
I'm beginning to see that. He's wrong.
Who is?
The soldier. They've painted him in... What? Napoleonic uniform, but he was...
Diana?
Hmm? Let's get that pint.
Oh, blimey. New lot of flowers.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Told you. They love them. Oh, you're not allergic, are you?
I didn't used to think so, but... maybe I am. Oh, smells pretty overpowering.
How do, Bahija?
Afternoon, Eric. Gin and tonic, please.
Gin and tonic and...
Pint of lager, please, mate.
Pint of lager?
Yeah.
Right you are.
And food? Tell me you're still doing food.
Aye. Kitchen's open till 8. Wife will rustle you up stomach vegetarian. Yeah, we heard chapter and verse on you last night from Father O'Connell. Diana, isn't it? Camping up on Snowfield Moor.
That's me.
Pleased to meet you. But, word to the wise, best not to talk politics, eh? Not in here. With this lot.
Okay. Zipped. But I'm afraid it's...
She's not vegetarian. She's vegan.
Bloody hell.
I know. What a pain in the arse. Just a sandwich will do me. Salad, no butter or anything.
I'll break the news to the wife. Steak and ale pie all right for you, Bahija.
Great, thanks.
Bernadette, we've got one beef and ale pie and what have you got in the way of salad?
Salad?
She'll sort something.
Lovely flowers. A lot of them. A big thing around here. Bahija was telling me about dressing the well.
Daft tradition.
Apart from most of the men spending all day in here getting legends.
A daft but wonderful tradition. Better turkeys than New Year's sometimes.
Whoa, easy.
What's going on there? Live band?
Folk night tonight. Open mic. Eustace is just setting up the sound system. Here you go then. G&T and a pint.
Run as a tab, Eric.
Right you are. Now then, Bob, what can I get you?
La la la. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing. La la.
Lovely man, Eustace. Though he's not exactly a ray of sunshine, but very talented. And he's our postman, too. No one knows Moonwell better than him. He always says he could do his round with his eyes shut if he had to. We should stay for the gig. You'll like it. Very hippie.
Piss off.
Takes me back to my student days. Letting the music wash over you.
through you.
God, Bahija. Space cadet. Let's see how we go. It'd be nice, but I've got to walk up back to my tent at some point. Don't fancy that in the dark.
We should have thought about that.
Yeah, I should. What the fuck am I doing here?
Well, if you don't know, who does?
Come in, Father.
Nathaniel.
Father.
You wanted to see me?
Hmm?
I said you wanted to see me. It's dark in here. You can't see my lips to read them.
Ain't the light. My eyes are going. I'll be blind as well as deaf before long. When that happens, well, I'll take my knife to my wrists.
Don't be talking like that, Nathaniel.
Won't be long, my ma says.
Your mother's visiting you again.
Aye. And yes, I know we've talked about that, but ghost or no, when she comes, she speaks truth. I'll be joining her soon enough. But that's not why I need to speak to you. Ma'am, she's telling me the thing in the well. It's awake.
We'll pray for guidance.
Aye, but not here, and not at the church neither.
Another pint, Diana.
You haven't let me buy one yet.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. You're up here protesting with what? A tent, some pot noodles and one lot of dough?
Pretty much.
Well, I'm happy to buy you another. Eric, another G&T and a pint over here when you're ready.
Oh, I see. I'm doing table service now, am I?
If you want my trade, you are.
Oh, Mrs. Qureshi, please.
Please what, Mrs. Scragg?
Sorry, but is there any need to be quite so raucous?
Have you heard it in here, Mrs. Scragg? But men can be as loud as they like, right?
Bahija, you've had a bit too much to drink.
Oh, balls. Well, maybe a bit. Apologies, Mrs. Scragg.
Apology accepted, Mrs. Qureshi.
To the sisterhood.
The sisterhood. You're here for folk night, Mrs. Scragg?
Yes, not strictly speaking my sort of thing, but Eustace, he was a pupil of mine 30 years ago. And it was me, actually, who gave him his first lessons on the piano. And bought him his first guitar.
That's nice.
Well, it's important to find the talents in those children for whom academic work will always be a struggle. I was actually hoping to have a chat with you, Diana. The thing is, and you can thank Father O'Connell for suggesting this.
Is he not coming in tonight?
I'm not his keeper, Miss Qureshi. The thing is, Miss Chung, we find ourselves in need of a teacher for our fourth year juniors.
Oh, right.
Your daughter, Miss Qureshi, after the walk up to the well today, you'll be glad to hear she's taking maternity leave.
Thank goodness. She's the size of a house and, well, she was already carrying some extra weight before she got up the duff.
The sisterhood, eh, Bahija?
Eh?
Never mind.
So, Miss Chung, Diana, will you save us?
It's a Catholic school, isn't it?
Would that be an insurmountable problem? Oh, please say yes. Nisrien is our only teacher under 30. We really could do with some of the same youthful energy. And I'm sure you can dress a little more smartly than you currently are.
I live in a tent.
We have showers at the school you can use.
I'll think about it, Mrs. Scragg.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Brian Bevan.
Andrew's dad.
Pint when you're ready, Eric.
Don't you think you've had enough at all, right?
Just had a few cans. Pint, eh?
Brian, where's Andrew? Because he's not with me, or Bahija, or Father O'Connell.
Or my Nasreen.
He's at home, watching telly, eating his tea. He's fine.
He shouldn't be left by himself.
Oh, will you get a fucking rest?
Oi, none of that, Ryan.
Don't you dare talk to her like that. All she does for you. Say you're sorry.
You can piss off and all.
How dare you? You ungrateful toad. Apologise. Now.
Aija.
Sit down.
I'll punch his lights out.
Sit down. Some people aren't worth the aggro.
You're Diana. Diana Chung. Getting like the fucking United Nations in here, Eric.
You're hilarious.
Just drink your pint, Bri, and stop talking.
Got any food, Eric?
Steak and ale pies?
Nah, not in the mood. You know what I really fancy? Some Chinese.
Right.
Brian?
Oi, that's my pint. Get back. Oh, you're fucking mad.
Not mad. Angry.
You had that coming, Bri.
Some people aren't worth the aggro, Miss Chung.
And some are. Wanker.
Well, Mrs. Scragg, you still want her teaching at your school?
Sadly, I don't think I have any choice.
Fucking hell. I'm soaked.
Go home, Brian. Go home.
Ah, fuck you all.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Fuck out of my way.
Was it something I said?
Ooh. He's a bit of all right.
Aija, really?
And when did you last see anyone in here wearing a suit and tie?
Evening. Nick Reed. I called earlier. Got a room booked.
Oh, hi. Oh, welcome. Just caught us in the middle of something. A pint got spilled in someone's face. Bernadette, we need a mop out here.
A mop?
Aye, for Miss Chung.
Sorry, Eric.
I take it he deserved it.
Wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Nick Reed, Derbyshire Times.
Photographer, the camera around your neck.
Oh, no. Well, yes, but I'm a reporter doing a piece on Mr. Gift's open mic nights. Been hearing great things. Do you know him, Eustace?
No. But I only came here yesterday.
Bloody hell, what a mess. Here, Missy Mop.
Thanks. Bernadette, right?
Aye, hurry up before someone slips and breaks their flaming neck.
I'll leave you to your penance then.
Diana.
Diana. See you in the gig?
Maybe.
Get mopping, mush.
All right, Eric, all right.
Look at you. Blushing.
What?
Oh, I don't blame you. He's very tasty.
Oh, do give over, Miss Qureshi. You're old enough to be his mother.
Yes, I suppose I am.
I'm going to secure a seat in the back room. Shall I see you in there?
Don't know if I'm in the mood, to be honest.
Well, good night then.
That mop to your high standards, Eric.
Aye, suppose. You're a cheeky one, you.
Bahija, you okay?
Oh, ignore me. It's nothing. Just too much gin.
Ladies and gents, I'll be kicking things off in just a minute. If you're so inclined, it would be lovely if you could come on through and give us an audience. Or not. Completely up to you, like.
Oh, bless him. Moonwell's answer to Eeyore. They could really do with you at that school. Poor Andrew, especially.
It's not what I came here to do.
Ladies and gents, got a fair few guest musicians joined us tonight, but up first, sorry to say, it'll be us. Well, me and my good friend, Mr. Despondency.
Ah, we should go through, yes?
Go on then.
Atta girl.
So, before we break your hearts with songs of unremitting gloom, here's a local favourite to kick us off. It's a cheery little number too. But those of you who haven't heard it before, all you need to know is this song is from here. This song is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Mooney. Well,
our three brave lads went walking when the sun it was high. To find Harry Mooney and poke in his eye. So go down Harry Mooney, Harry has no more. With flowers to please you, to leave and should go. Well, three brave lads went walking, went into the woods. They found Harry Mooney where the lights it was good. So go down Harry Mooney, Harry has no more. With flowers to please you, to leave at your door. With three brave lads they chopped him up limb from limb. They rolled him down where the lights it was dim. So go down Harry Mooney.
There it is, the well, and you see the moon like it's closer than it should be, and you ever seen it so bright? Ain't natural.
Perhaps all we can do is trust in God.
And the old ways too, lay the flowers down.
Ready?
I am. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen. It's working, Father. Can't you feel it?
To be honest, all I can feel is the ache in my damn knees. Already.
Just pain, Father. Ignore it. We pray again and again until the sun vanquishes the night. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The priest in the well, and the knights in the sun. Nobody leave till Harry Mooney is done. So go down Harry Mooney, Harry has no more. With flowers to please you, to leave at your door. Go down Harry Mooney, Harry has no more. With flowers to please you, to leave at your door.
Thank you very much.
Something else, wasn't it?
It was that, yeah.
Not a folk fan, then.
No.
In nomine Romae et tenebras te condemno!
Sorry.
Are you having another turn?
I just need some fresh air.
Jonathan, tell my mother I'm coming. Me and all the other children, we're coming back to be with our mothers, to bring them comfort in the final days.
In the... Oh, God. It's Jesus.
Diana? Oh, crumbs. You all right? Here, handkerchief. It's clean.
Thanks.
Here you are. Bit dramatic, all that. Maybe have halves next time.
It wasn't the booze. Like you said, a funny turn. Up in the hills. And last night, same. I saw a soldier. A Roman soldier. His sword drawn. And I had children. Babies.
Babies?
Diana, it takes one to know one and all that. But have you perhaps, in the past, ever dropped acid? Because sometimes I get these incredibly intense flashbacks.
I've never done drugs.
Not even smoke pot. I daren't.
Hold on to me.
God, look at it. The moon. So big. So close. The priests in the well, and the knights in the sun. And nobody leaves till Harry Mooney is done. One of them spoke to me.
One of who spoke to you?
The babies.
How can a baby speak to you?
I don't know, do I? I just know. Somehow he was a baby. Yeah. He told me his name was Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Oh, man. I think I need to lie down.
Where do you live? I could maybe walk you.
In a damn tent up in the hills. Bahija?
Diana, I need to go home. To ring Nasreen.
Okay. Well, see you tomorrow, maybe. Now she has drunk too much.
So, why are you living in a tent up on the hills?
One woman peace camp. That's me.
Oh, the nukes. At Snowfield Moor, right?
Yeah, it's only an hour's walk, and you're supposed to be interviewing Eustace.
Got photographs in the bag? I can catch up with him tomorrow.
It's okay. I've got a torch.
Right. Well, obviously that's not okay. How about... You stay here at the pub. In my room. I mean, obviously I'd kip on the floor.
Thanks, but no. What kind of protester would I be if I ditched the tent on only my second night? But you can walk me up there, if you want.
Wow, this moon. Hardly need the torches.
No.
So that's the missile base?
It's perimeter fence anyway. And that's my tent. You see it?
I think... God. It does look lonely. I wonder if it will come out in a photograph. Certainly enough moonlight. Wow, look at it. In the dark. Moors all around. All by itself. And the sky overhead. The Milky Way. The stars. The moon. And you in your little tent. Alone against it all.
Alone against it all. Gee, thanks.
Sorry, I mean, it's brave. You're brave. You know, I've had an idea. How about I run a story on you? Headline: One Woman Peace Camp. Put your protest in the paper. Only local, but it'd... I don't know.
Be a start. Okay. Yeah. Nick?
Yeah?
My tent's not that small. It could, for instance, sleep too.
Could it?
It could, yeah. What is it?
Same as before.
Yeah. The soldier.
Diane.
The well. He's at the well. There it is.
What is it?
A cave.
Right.
A really deep cave.
Okay. There are people up there. On their knees. What the hell is going on?
Come on.
Diana?
I see him.
What on earth?
She can see him. Can't you, miss? Roman legionary standing right here over the well. Can't you?
Yes, and he's...
In nomine Romae a tenebras te condemn!
No! No! Why? Why would he do that? Why would he cut off his own arm?
What the hell is happening?
Now, do you understand?
Try me.
To fear the moon. to feed her as she must be fed, and never to look upon her feeding.
Okay.
Ancient words. We know them through the Roman writings on the Celts. Their beliefs, their religions, their gods. They worship the sun, but it was the moon they feared.
We don't have time for this, Nathaniel. Back to it.
No. Back to our father. It came from the moon, and it's down there in the dark, in the well, and that's where it has to stay. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Jesus, come here. I got you,
Jesus. Will you pray with us, Dinah?
No, I won't. Not those words.
You're wrong about her, father. She's closed herself off from God. Back to it.
Dinah, come on.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Come on.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.
Jesus.
Please. Are you okay?
I will be. Where's my rucksack?
What are they?
Medication for anxiety and related disorders. I haven't been taking them. Stupid.
Come here. Lie down. Freezing out there. My fingers.
Blood coming back into them. It's called hot aches. Father O'Connell told me that yesterday. Seems like a long time ago. And wow, Nathaniel certainly lives up to his reputation. 100 years old, historian, and off his fucking head.
Both of them, I'd say.
Superstitious bullshit. Last thing I need to be around. Had enough of that growing up.
Your parents?
And the nuns.
Right.
My dad's my Chinese side. He came over from Hong Kong in 1958. Scholarship to the London School of Economics. Good Catholic boy. He trots off to church on his first Sunday in London and meets my mum. My mum, really Catholic. Educated in a strict convent school. Horrible place. She claimed it was the making of her and, well, she probably was right on that score. They got married and mum, when I came along, she made sure I was packed off to a bloody convent school just like she'd been.
And that was the making of you too, huh?
Yeah.
Nuns.
Fucking nuns. Because this feeling in my head, it's like I experience things in not quite the right order. It happened to me when I was younger, and the sisters, they said it was a gift from God, that I was special. And they told my parents the same, and my parents went along with it. But I wasn't special. I was ill. Doctors explained after my breakdown that my condition means I imagine a lot, or make connections that aren't there, or rearrange events in my head so they seem like... Before my parents died, I remembered seeing it. Over and over, the car crash, and then it happened exactly as I'd seen, but of course, in reality, that was just my fucked up brain piecing it together afterwards in the wrong order. I didn't even see the car crash in real life. I just got told. Imagined I'd seen it after, but not before, because, well, that would be crazy. I'm glad you're here, Nick.
Diana. You're asleep.
I love you, Nick. Don't worry about me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Bless us now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Oh, my sweet Lord.
Oh. Oh, Father. Father, it's here. The sun. Oh.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Ow, my knees. Did we make a difference, do you think?
We have to believe we did. It's real, Father. It's down there in the darkness, waiting.
He's right. It's always been real. But these pagan rites you perform, they don't keep this evil at bay. They nourish it, make it stronger. It was close to death once, thousands of years ago, but now you have made it whole. It will free itself soon and end us all. But I will stop it. My name is Godwin Mann, and I bring you salvation.
Okay.